You're listening to Direction for Life broadcast with Drs. Herbert and Marcia Bailey. For more information, visit rightdirection.info. We hope you enjoy today's broadcast.
Today's message is Crazy Favor by Bishop Herbert Bailey.
Verse 19. And I am sure that the king of Egypt will not let you go. No, not by a mighty hand. And I will stretch out my hand and smite Egypt with all my wonders, which I will do in the midst thereof. And after that, he'll let you go. Verse 21, and I will give this people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. And it shall come to pass that when you go, you shall not go empty. But every woman shall borrow of her neighbor and of her that sojourneth in her house jewels of silver, jewels of gold, and raiment. And yea, and ye shall put them upon your sons and upon your daughters, and ye shall spoil the Egyptians. Psalms 102 and verse 13. And it reads, thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come. Come on, if you believe that, give God some praise. Before you be seated, look at somebody on your left and right, telling you, you're about to experience crazy favor. Tell somebody else. You're about to experience some crazy favor. Have your seat. That's the subject, crazy favor. And this was, again, seemed like lately, just prompting, just trying to, I'm following Pastor Marcia's lead. She preached last Sunday evening in Fort Mill. I refuse to go out empty. From this scripture of Exodus 3:19-22, and started talking about favor, and the Lord whispered that in my ear, crazy favor. Crazy favor. Now, I know our mental health professionals and our counselors and our psychologists and sociologists and anthropologists, any other ologists we got up in here, they really don't like us to use the word crazy. Okay? They don't like to use the word crazy. They don't like us to use that word. They prefer us to use some other word, emotionally disturbed. But that ain't, y'all know, don't sound right. Emotionally disturbed favor. That just would not work for the sake of this message. So humor me for this message and tell somebody I'm going to have crazy favor. Crazy in this regard means something that I just can't explain. It seems unreal. How about this? It's favor that don't make no sense. Favor that you can't wrap your brain around. Favor that you could not think of yourself, that you cannot put together yourself, that you cannot arrange yourself, that is beyond human comprehension, that seems completely irrational. That's the kind of favor that you're about to walk in. Favor, as I've been telling you over the years, and I'm going to pull all this together, is when God causes someone to use their power, their ability, their resources, and their influence to aid and assist you. So favor is when God arranges situations to benefit you. Favor is when God makes people bless you who may not even want to bless you. People help you who don't even want to help you, or may not even realize that they're helping you. It's just favor. You know, the truth of the matter, y'all, you know, really, and I walk this kind of favor, and it happens all around the country sometimes. When I go to restaurants, of course, I'm going in prepared to pay, but very often somebody pays for me. I don't even know who pays for me. The server will just say to me, you know, somebody's taking care of that. And I look around, I didn't see anybody I knew, but maybe somebody knew me, or who knows? I don't know how it happened. But it happened in the Waffle House the other day. The Waffle House. Now, I really wasn't expecting no favor up in the Waffle House. As a matter of fact, when I go to Waffle House, I'm just hungry and I pray. I gotta be real hungry when I go to Waffle House. I need something quick. I need this to happen now. Okay. I'm hungry and I want to eat now. But I went to Waffle House, you're supposed to walk up to the counter. And most restaurants, I don't go to the counter. They take this up, and you know, that's what we got to get used to that. Okay, but I went to go, and the server said, he said, it's all right. I said, like, going about your business. So my $20 that I had in my hand for my $7 meal, it just all went to her. So I got favor, and she got favor. Somebody say crazy favor. Now, and so favor from unforeseen sources, unexpected places, totally out the blue. Favor, God causes somebody. So God is involved in arranging favor. Because favor with God produces favor with man. Okay? A lot of times we're trying to get favor with people. No, don't try to get favor with people. Try to get favor with God. If you got favor with God, he knows the people. So last time we're going to kissing up to people, we're compromising with people. If I could just know this one, do you know so-and-so? One of my financial advisors, whatever, he specializes in helping pastors for retirement, getting their stuff set up. And he knew I had some people here, and he was going to be, he asked me to try to arrange for him. He's been trying to meet Pastor Keon Henderson. And I said, well, I'll tell him when I'm here that you, but, and he, so I got a text. He said, listen, I've still been trying to get, he said, did you tell him? I said, I actually forgot to tell him that you're trying to get him. I said, but I'll text him and tell him, expect a call from me. He said, do you have a direct number for him? I said, I do, but I don't give out direct numbers. I said, if you want to know how to lose friends, you go around giving out people's numbers. Y'all catch me. See, some people don't know that. So you can be in favor with somebody and get out of favor because you don't know how to preserve the favor. You don't know how to respect this favor. You need to recognize this is a door God opened up for you that maybe right now he didn't tell you to try to bring anybody else in that door. But a lot of times, you know, if I can just know this one, if I can know that one. Listen, can I tell you the people that God's brought me in favor with? I wasn't trying to get in favor with them. God arranged the favor. And when God arranges favor, he says, I'll open up a door that no man can shut. And I'll shut doors no man can open. So the ultimate goal, you need to have favor with God and let him arrange the people. Can I tell you, because the one you think will won't, and the one you think won't will, God knows who will and God knows who won't. So let God arrange the favor. Favor with God is going to produce favor with man. Luke 2:52, it says, Jesus increased in wisdom and in stature and in favor, first what? With God and with man. The favor with God produced the favor with man. When you have favor with God, because watch this, all of our help comes from the Lord, but it comes through people. For all you people who don't like people. Okay, I can't stand people. Okay, do you know you're one of the people species? For all you people who can't stand people, you one of these people. All right? You can't live with them and you can't kill them. So you have to learn to get along with people. Amen. But first you have a relationship with God, and as you increase in favor with God by pleasing him, Okay? When a man's ways please the Lord, he'll make even his enemies to be at peace with him. So by me pleasing God, he does what needs to be done with man. By me making sure that my vertical relationship with God, he arranges my horizontal relationships. Are y'all listening to me here? So faith with God produces faith with man, because all my help comes from the Lord, but my help comes from the Lord through people. So you got to learn to be nice to people. You got to learn to respect people. You have to learn to honor people, because God is going to bless you through people. And watch this. And even though God can make people bless you who don't like you, it's easy if they do. Let me try this side. Even though God can bless you through people who don't like you, it's easy if they do. God has told me to, you know, God has told me to do some things, people, and I was like Ananias. Okay? God tells Ananias, he said, now, there's this guy named Saul. He's going to be coming to see you, and I need you to lay your hands on him, okay, that he might receive his sight and get the Holy Ghost. And Ananias said, excuse me, Lord, let me tell you some things about this man. You don't know about this man. And now, the Lord tell Ananias, and I said, no. Before I let him come to my house, I need to tell you some things about this man. No, but can I give you some reason why I don't want to do this? Or I shouldn't do this? There's something God's told me to do for people. I'm like, let me tell you about this man. Maybe you don't know this or that. So even though God can bless you through people who don't like you, it's a whole lot easier to obey God when they do. Everybody shouldn't dislike you. Everybody's not going to like you, but everybody shouldn't hate you. Everybody hating on me. Maybe you are a hateful person. If everybody's hating on you, maybe you are a hateful person. Faith with God produces faith with man. Jesus increased with faith with God and produced faith with man. Luke 8:3. Look how this favor starts showing up in Jesus' life. And Joanna, the wife of Chuzza, Herod's steward. So this is somebody who worked in government. Herod's steward and Susanna. And I got to highlight this. And many others. Everybody say many others. Yeah. So Jesus didn't just have favor with just a couple of women and just a few people. It said many others. Which ministered unto him of their what? Of their substance. So they used what they had to bless him. That's favor. Let me give you that from a couple other translations. Luke 8:3 from the New Living Translation. Joanna, the wife of Chuzza, Herod's business manager, Susanna, and many others who were contributing from their own resources to support Jesus and his disciples. When you walk in favor with God, God will cause people to use their resources to contribute and help you have what you need. Because at the end of the day, God says, it's in their hands, but all the gold is mine. And all the silver is mine. The Amplified of that verse says, and Joanna, the wife of Chuzza, Herod's household manager, and Susanna, and many others, which ministered to and provided for him and them. Him and them. Everybody say him and them. Him and them means the other 12 men that he had traveling with him. Because they had wives and children and family, and they couldn't be following Jesus all around, healing the sick and raising the dead while their family's home being neglected. These bills need to be paid. We need these monies to take care of these families. Jesus had a whole, he had a whole staff he was taking care of who needed to provide for their family. But look at this. God gave him favor. So they provided for him and them out of their property and personal belongings. Somebody say crazy favor. One other translation, the Message translation. The Message translation says, Joanna, wife of Chuzza, Herod's manager, and Susanna, along with many others who use their considerable means to provide for the company. Somebody in business needs to get excited right there. Many others who use their considerable means to provide for the company. How, Pastor, are we going to build a church that costs $15 million? God going to use some people with some considerable means, by many or by few, to provide for the company. It's going to happen through crazy favor. Somebody say crazy favor. So favor gives you what you need when you need it. Come on, say it again. We say, I'll have what I need when I need it. It'll be there when I get there because I walk in favor. You got to rest in that. Now, let's look at the context of the text. Exodus 12 chapter. Exodus 12 chapter. It says, well, our text came from the third chapter. So God tells Moses, now I want you to go and tell Pharaoh to let my people go. Now, it's kind of interesting because he tells them that. But then he says, now, I know that, you know, when you ask them to tell them, they're not going to let you go. Why does God tell us to do something and already know that they're going to say no? Well, God, why don't you, since they ain't going to do it yet, why don't you tell me to go tell him when he's going to do it? I just stay right here. And when his heart is ready and he will say yes, then I'll go so I don't have to ask twice. But can I tell you, many times when you hear no, it's because God's still working on something. And God said, now I'm going to need some time to, man, it's coming together here. I'm going to need some time to work on Pharaoh. Okay? Because Pharaoh needs to know who he's saying no to. And Pharaoh needs to know that it's just not coincidence that he was just being nice when he finally does let him go. But I'm going to get glory out of this situation. He's going to know that God delivered them by his hand and not merely by his mercy. Not merely by Pharaoh's mercy. It was by God's hand. Are y'all listening to me? So he says, go. He says, now he's not going to let you go. He's going to say no, but by the time I get done with him, he's going to say, now all y'all need to get the heaven up out of here. When you ask him the next time, he's going to say, now, yes, fine. Y'all go, not only you go take all your stuff and take anything that you're going to need for your journey. Because when God sends us forth, he wants to send us with the resources. He said, when you go out, you're not going to go out empty. You will have what you need when you need it. If you operate in my timing, do what I tell you to do. Tell what I tell you to tell and say what I tell you to say. Ask whom I tell you to ask and operate in my timing. The favor of God is going to come together for you. He said, not going to let you go first. He said, but tell all the women to ask of the Egyptians what they need. Now, don't you find it interesting? He didn't just say, tell the people. He said, tell the women. Women act like y'all ain't here. Cover your ears for a moment. Y'all know, can nobody keep asking like a woman? Did you hear me? Did you hear me? I said, well, what are we going to do about such and such? Now, brothers, you think if you don't say nothing, they'll go away. They go away temporarily. They come back in 15 minutes or 15 days, but they will be back. And they will ask again. And they will ask until you give them an answer. And then if you just, now my wife, we've trained each other over the years, okay? But my wife had a hard time hearing no. She would say to me, how you just say no like that? I said, no, I do stutter, but I don't stutter when I say no. That's the easy word for me. I do stutter sometimes, but no, I ain't never stutter. No, it's no. Real easy. Consonant N, long O, no. And she would say, how do you say no so easy? I said, real easy, no. Well, how do you just say no like that? I said, no. Well, what do you want to think? No, we no, 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 not going to do that. No, I'm not buying that. No, we're not doing that. And then sometimes she reposition it. Come asking a different way. My point is, nobody can ask like a woman. He didn't tell the men because the men would have said, nah, he ain't going to do that. See, the men would be too rational. Really. The men would be too rational. The men would say, now that just don't make no sense. Now, my wife said years ago when we lived in Maine, okay, when we lived in Maine, we couldn't buy a house, didn't have no money for a house. She said, you don't know what God's going to do. God just be somebody, give us a house. That was way back then. We lived in Maine. Ain't nobody giving nobody no house. That was my response. People don't give nobody no house. And so she wouldn't say nothing to me anymore. Because, when you got somebody who don't have faith, don't they innocent keep talking to them. Because they're going to mess up your faith if you keep talking to them. But I remember years ago, she said, the Lord can just talk to somebody. I said, nobody can. You see, because men, we think too rationally. We're thinking, what you're thinking is, I wouldn't do that. That's what you're thinking. Since I wouldn't do it, nobody else would do it. But something about a woman, especially a woman of faith, who believes that anything can happen. Tell these women to borrow, which means to insist. It didn't simply mean to ask. It means to insist. A lot of brothers, husbands, y'all living in a house you didn't want to buy, but your wife insisted we should buy this house. You got a car you wasn't planning on getting, but they insisted we should have this. A lot of y'all are doing stuff because you had a woman who insisted. You don't want to say nothing. But I know it's true. You wearing clothes that your wife insisted you wear. You didn't know how to put that together. She insisted you wear that. Insist. It means to be emphatic about it. It means to not take no for an answer. And it means to come back. Okay, this is in the scriptures. What is it, Luke? What is it, the 8th chapter? Where he talks about the woman who comes before the unjust judge. And he would not at first. What that? That woman kept coming. Luke 15, he talks about the woman who lost the coin. And she looked one time, didn't find. She swept the whole house. She was insistent upon finding that. It's something about an insistent woman. Y'all are hearing me here. And he said, tell these women to go and insist that the Egyptian, the word says borrow. It really means give. Now, it's good preaching to say borrow. It's the reason why it's good preaching to say borrow, because that works with debt cancellation. Because, see, if they just borrowed it, then they have on credit. They're supposed to give it back. But when they got to the Red Sea, God drowned all the creditors. See, that's good preaching. You see, somebody said, oh, leave it that. Let it be that, Pastor. Let it be borrowed, because God going to drown my creditors in the Red Sea. He gonna drown Wells Fargo. He gonna drown Ford Motor Credit. He gonna drown Visa and MasterCard. God gonna drown them in the sea. But it really means to insist that they give it to him. Now look at this. And that didn't make any sense. Because sometimes if you're gonna experience crazy favor, you're gonna have to do a crazy ask. You didn't catch that. If you're going to experience crazy favor, you got to do a crazy ask. Look at your neighbor and say, there's a K at the end of that. There's a... Some of y'all be misinterpreting this A-S-K. Okay. Have to do a crazy ask. You have to ask for something that's so big only God can move in their hearts to do it. Ask for something that is going to take a supernatural yes. Glory to God. Bishop Jakes was preaching last week a message talking about the power of his presence. And he said something. He said, it's an insult to ask a big man to do little things. Y'all don't catch that. It's an insult to ask a big man to do little things. Okay, it's certain people of certain stature. You wouldn't ask them to do that because you recognize where they are. It's kind of insult to ask them. It's an insult to ask God to do little things. God said, "Go ask me something. Ask me something that shows you know who I am. You know my power. You know my ability. You know my omnipotence. Ask for something that only I can do. ask for something that when it happens, you and everybody who knows you or knows about you know that I did that, that I granted that, that I came through for you. It wasn't your education. It wasn't your degrees. It wasn't that you knew the right people. You know, this was all God. Somebody say crazy favor.
Favor is when God causes someone to use their power, ability, resources, and influence to aid and assist you. The favor of God can cause the unimaginable to become a reality for you. Bishop Herbert Bailey shares that this is a season of unprecedented, crazy favor in this timely series. Order today on CD or DVD. You can also get the MP3 download. Just call 1-877-798-LIFE. Or go online to rightdirection.info. Order Crazy Favor. If you are in our area, come join us at one of our three locations. In Columbia, South Carolina, Sunday morning worship is at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Wednesday Bible study is at 12 noon and 7 p.m. Friday women's Bible study is at 12 noon. Our worship center is located at 3506 Broad River Road in Columbia. In Orangeburg, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Trey and Katie Brave for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 990 Willington Drive in Orangeburg. In Florence, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Dwayne and Denise White for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 1507 King Avenue in Florence. Please email your testimonies to praisereport@rightdirection.info or letters can be mailed to P.O. Box 21672, Columbia, South Carolina 29221. Please consider partnering with us or send a one-time financial gift. For more information, visit our website at rightdirection.info or call us toll-free at 877-798-5433. Right Direction Ministries, empowering people and changing generations.